When have you ever been so bound and determined to do something that nothing could keep you from doing it? And how did you stay bound and determined? When I was 33, I was bound and determined to run my first and my only marathon and to do it in under 4 hours, which I did, finishing in 3 hours and 57 minutes. I was surprised at that. Of course, that was before I had discovered the pleasures of pigging out at Golden Corral a couple of times a week. As I think you all know, I was barred from there a while ago from my lovely wife, Mary. But I decided to get back at her, and I was going to bar her from going to Joanne's Fabrics for a while. But that did not work. Don't try that, men. It was the annual Thanksgiving Day marathon, but as demanding as the race itself was, it was the 6 months of training for it that was the most demanding. That took a lot more discipline, sacrifice, and determination. And what helped me to stay determined to keep training no matter what were two things. First, I had always seen myself as a physically active and health-conscious person. I come from a family like that. So deciding to run a marathon, you know, I had already run 5Ks and 10Ks and a couple of half marathons. Deciding to run that marathon wasn't that much of a stretch. It was just my way of being true to who I was. The second thing was, I made sure my self-talk was also true to who I was and what I needed to do to stay that way. As I got further along in my training and my miles increased, there were the temptations to take it easy, to back off a little, to skip a day, or to just quit and maybe head to Golden Corral. That's when I would say to myself, no pain, no gain. Just do it. And don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Things like that. And when I really needed something big to help me, I'd bring out the old faithful one. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that would always work. Well, this is just one example of being bound and determined to do something. All of you have your own examples, I'm sure, of your own stories of situations in your life, past or present, that have called from you a lot of discipline, sacrifice, and determination. Examples like raising your children to be Christian in an increasingly anti-Christian culture, searching and praying for a job after being laid off, choosing to live each day with faith, hope, and love after losing a loved one, staying hopeful and upbeat while going through cancer treatment, and for some, staying true to your resolve to remain clean of drugs and alcohol. Running a marathon when compared to these is pretty minor. In our gospel reading today, we see Jesus bound and determined to do what he knew he had to do, and nothing was going to keep him from it. As he got closer and closer to that hour when he would win for us our salvation, we hear him say words like, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. These were words affirming and proclaiming who he was and what he had to do. But he wasn't saying these for himself. Jesus did not need to convince or psych himself up. He said these for us, for all who would come to believe in him and follow in his footsteps. When he says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit. He was proclaiming to us who he is and what he had to do, but more importantly, who we are and what we have to do. In our good days, and in our not-so-good days. We have to be true to who we are and what we are called and empowered to do by virtue of our baptism. sons and daughters of God, in the mission of living and witnessing to the good news of Jesus Christ as his disciples, who will learn from him how to be obedient all the time to God. Now, when I was training for my marathon, much of it was obviously physical, but a lot of it was also spiritual. As I got farther along and had to run like 2, 3, 4 hours, my body began telling my mind to tell me to stop, that I couldn't run any farther, that it was stupid to do this, and on and on and on. It's amazing how that works. But every time I did my self-talk stuff, I was able to run the distance I had to. I just had to break through the resistance. Living the Christian life day in and day out is just like that. We have to push through all kinds of resistance. Following Jesus, obeying God, loving one another as he has loved us, none of that comes naturally to us. We have to deny our sin-prone selves, sacrifice our own wants and desires, and be bound and determined to do what we know God calls us to do. That's a serious understatement to say it's not easy. As a matter of fact, it's impossible on our own. That's why God provides for all that we need. As we heard in our first reading, he tells us that in the new covenant that he will make with us, he will place within us a law. He will place his law within us and write it upon our hearts. This new covenant, this law that he writes upon our hearts, it is the very life of his son Jesus. He is the law of our lives. And we receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity every time we come to Mass. As he himself was bound and determined throughout his whole life, especially during his passion and death, to do the will of the Father, so can we, if we choose to be. He gives us his determination. We can be bound and determined to love, to forgive, to understand, to be kind and gentle, to stand for the true rights of others, especially the right to life, to reach out to those who feel lost and without hope, to grow in holiness and prayer. In short, we can be bound and determined to live each day of our lives with Christ and for Christ, no matter what. In this last week of Lent, before we begin Holy Week, let's prepare ourselves by looking more intently at Christ and the passion and the determination that he shows us as he freely lays down his life for us. It is the same passion and determination he calls us to live by as we daily fight the good fight and run the good race.